Hi, everyone, and welcome to Season 2 of the God and My Girlfriends podcast. I'm your host, Marcia Ramirez, and I have some amazing special guests this season, and we're going to dive into some topics that will help us all learn how to nurture our spiritual lives, nurture our friendships, and nurture ourselves. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, you guys. It's Marcia, and I have a confession to make. I don't have a podcast for you this week. I mean, I kind of do. It's just going to be me, but I don't have a podcast guest. What happened was I have been on the road. A lot of you know I've been on the road for like 7 weeks, and I thought that I could record, edit, produce podcasts while still traveling around the country singing backgrounds for Christopher Cross. And it was a bad idea. It was just a bad idea. I learned my lesson. I used to be really proud to be such a multitasker and I could do so much. And you know, I can't do it anymore. I realized I have hit a wall. Now I am going to be 60 in December, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. But I learned that while I don't believe age should limit what I can do anything now that I could do when I was 30. I just, I need a little more rest before I do it and a little more rest after I do it. And I'm not as good at multitasking anymore. And it's actually a good thing because it makes me go, okay, let's pay attention to this. Let's pay attention to what I'm doing here. And so I realized that it was really hard trying to do it all over this fall. And what happened was at the very last minute, I couldn't do it all. I actually had a guest cancel that was supposed to be my guest. They had a family emergency and they couldn't tape when I needed them to, which was fine. Things happen. But then I started panicking and I started putting all this pressure on myself. Like, how can I get another guest really quickly? And I have to have a podcast. I have to have this put together for Monday because I've said I'm going to do it and I have to do it. And then all of a sudden it just hit me. I don't have to. I'm not Superwoman. If we skip a week, we skip a week, right? So, you know, my friend Britt said, it's not the end of the world. So you just miss a week. No one's going to be mad. But you know how we put these expectations on ourselves and we tell ourselves that we have to follow through or we're going to be losers, you know, or people are going to be disappointed. And then I just realized that the pressure I was putting on myself to get this, you know, to try to scramble around while I'm trying to enjoy the last week of my tour with my lovely bandmates, my lovely road family. Like that was just not smart. It was just not something I could do. So I just decided I was not going to do a podcast this week. And I knew that you guys would understand. But then this morning, I thought, you know what? Maybe I will do a podcast. It'll just be me. And I'll just share a few things that are on my heart and share a few things that I learned while I was on tour. And I thought maybe you guys might enjoy that as well. So that's what today's going to be. It's going to be about, some things that I learned while I was on tour. I'm going to tell you some skincare tips, some other things that I'm learning I can't live without. I'm going to talk about some things that I'm reading. It's just going to be a mishmash of a bunch of stuff that's all in my head. So get ready. And it's not going to be that long. We won't be that together that long today. But here goes with the podcast of the week, just me. Okay, so I'm back. I took a little break so you can see things look different. I would encourage you, if you're listening on audio, this might be one of the episodes that you want to check out on our YouTube channel. Yes, we have a YouTube channel. It's the God and My Girlfriends Ministries YouTube channel. And we have been posting all of our interviews from the podcast this season. I've been putting them up on our channel. So you can actually look, see our guests, see us talking. You don't get the whole episode. You just get the interview. So you still might want to come listen on the podcast if you can. But today, you will see me in my closet / office in a t-shirt and my glasses and Au Naturel. Yeah, because it's Sunday and I didn't feel like getting all fixed up. So I'm going to show you a few things, though, that I mean, I'll put links in the show notes for this stuff, but you might want to just watch so you can see what's going on. Like I said earlier, I'll be 60 years old in December. I love aging. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I love the age where I am. There's good and bad about every age, right? I look back on years in my life where I was thinner and younger and had more energy and my skin was prettier and my hair looked fuller and all that sort of stuff. I wasn't any happier. I mean, I can honestly say that my 30s were better than my 20s and my 40s were better than my 30s and my 50s. I loved this decade, loved it so much. The challenges that come as you get older are there, but there's so much good in this age. So I hope all you women that are afraid of aging, don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. We got this. We got this. Give yourself permission, no matter what age you are, to just be your age and enjoy it. It's okay. Like, God created us to age for a reason, and embrace where you are in life. If you're 25, embrace it. Love where you are. And don't try to convince yourself that you need to be any older than you are. You know what I mean? And ladies that are middle age or older or my age, don't try to convince yourself that you need to be younger than you are. Just be who you are. That is my message. Several of you were following me on tour. I was documenting a lot on my stories on Instagram. And I think those most of the Instagram stories end up on Facebook stories too. But I had several of you commenting very sweetly that I don't look my age. And you were asking me about, they said, your skin looks great. And what are you doing? Are you doing Botox? Have you had work done? So I just thought I would be really honest and tell you guys what I do, since you were asking. And it's not a lot. So first of all, if you are someone that has had work done or had Botox or anything like that, that's great. I think you need to do what you need to do to feel good about yourself. For me, I haven't gone that route. I've never had Botox. I've never had any work done. I thought about it really hard a couple of times, but it just wasn't my path. I just decided to just age the way God made me to age and deal with it. However, that doesn't mean that I don't do what I can to try to look as good as I can at my age. So I thought I would just tell you guys one of the things I learned on tour from my my friends and fellow background singers, Stephanie and Julie. They turned me on to some skincare products that I have fallen in love with, and I'm going to show them to you. And also, if you haven't watched last week's or listened to last week's podcast where I interview Stephanie and Julie, that's one you really want to listen to. It was a great interview. We talk a little bit about tour and we talk a little bit about self-care and friendship and diversity in friendship and how important that is. And I do love these two girls. On paper, we don't seem like we'd have a lot in common except music, but we love each other. So they turned me on skincare. They turned me on to this line. It's called The Ordinary. The Ordinary. We got it at Ulta, and there's all kinds of stuff, but it's really, really great stuff. It's the Abnormal Beauty Company is what it is. But you want to check this out. It's not expensive. It's like $6 or $7 for a bottle. I mean, I've used really expensive stuff before. This stuff works great. And so what I was doing is this retinol. You can get different versions, but start slow with retinol is what I was told. So you want to get 0.2%, and you put that on, and then I'm using it's called a buffet, and then finishing with the hyaluronic acid 2%. And I put these three on my face at night, and I really was noticing a difference of just a smoother skin and hydrated skin. It just felt so good. Also, we did have a couple of mask nights. Stephanie turned me on to the magic of like those face masks that you put on. And we would sit in the front of the bus and put on our masks and watch rom-coms. The guys on the bus loved it. But so this is what I've been using. Everyone was saying, what are you using? This is what I've been using for now. I clean my face with just those Neutrogena. They're blue. Do I have any with me? I don't think I have any, but just a makeup removers, Neutrogena makeup wipes. They're the best. They get all our makeup off. Then I wash them. And another cool thing that I started using on the road that you guys might want to check out is this. It's called the Clean Skin Club. And they're these biodegradable throwaway washcloths. I used these when you're traveling and you don't know if you're going to have washcloths, but also because you don't want to reuse like a washcloth on your face over and over. And this is biodegradable, so it's good for the environment. It's a really strong washcloth. So when I'd be on the road, you could just put this under hot water and wipe your face really well. These things were a lifesaver. Love them. They're my new favorite thing. I will put a link to this, or you can just go to cleanskinclub.com or just get them on Amazon. So yeah, those are my skincare tips right now. Neutrogena face wipes, Clean Skin Club towels, and The Ordinary products. Now for daily makeup routine, like right now, this is what I look like on a daily basis. I don't do much. We have to wear so much makeup on stage that, if I don't have to wear it, I don't wear much. But what I do for like this, I love Bare Minerals. I use medium beige, just the original mineral powder makeup. And you just put it on with a brush. That's what I have on my skin right now. You just clean your skin and then you just put this on with a brush and it just evens out your skin tone. It's super, super easy. And it looks like your skin, but better. Then I use their blush in Hint, H-I-N-T. Same thing, it's just a powder. And you just take a little bit of it and I put a little bit on my cheeks, put a little bit up here. And I also put a little bit, I can't do it with my eyes. I put a little bit, almost like an eyeshadow. Just gives a little color. Then eyebrows, those are so important. And this is my new favorite from It Cosmetics, Brow Powerful. And you just put that on, super easy. It's hard to do it in the Zoom. Everything's backwards, so it's really weird. That's what I put on my eyes. And lips, I usually use Neutrogena Hydro Boost. It's just like a clear thing. But right now I've got this Fruit Butter Lip Mask on. That's it. That's all I do. Easy. Takes 3 minutes and you're out the door. And I really do believe if you take care of your skin first, you don't have to put a lot of makeup on. And I also think as we get older, less is more, really, because as our skin ages, when we start putting a lot of makeup on the skin, it actually can make us look older. True story. True story. Hair. What I did for tour, can y'all see these little? I wanted to get like some little highlights put in the bottom of my hair, make it a little more rock and roll. And my hair girl said, you know what? Let's not, it's so harsh on your hair to like have to bleach the ends. So these are extensions. Let's see if you can see them in here. If you can see, there's one. It's a little extension that she put in. So there's like four or five extensions just kind of attached to the hair. And you really don't see them, but, and then they blend in. So not only do they give a little bit of a little color at the end, but they also add a little thickness to my thinning hair. So I love those. And then dry shampoo. Dry shampoo is your friend. That's what helped me through the tour. So that's it. You know what? There's a bunch of different products out there and different things work for different people, but I just had so many people asking me what I was doing and what I was using. So I thought I'd fill you in. One more thing before I go. Okay, I'm home and this was waiting for me. I love this book so much. I love Rachel's writing. A lot of people are asking for some books to read this fall. I highly recommend this one. I highly recommend The Making of Biblical Womanhood by Beth Allison Barr. And also No Cure for Being Human by Kate Bowler. All three of those books are possibly what we're going to do. I'm going to do some book clubs. So we're going to talk about God and My Girlfriend's Ministries and the future of that. Trying to figure out what we can do next year to serve you guys the best. We had a couple of book clubs last year and they were fun. And I think we'll have some more. We were doing them on Zoom and so that anyone all over the United States could join us. So I will let you guys know what book will be first, but we'll definitely be doing one coming January of 2022. If you're interested, let us know. We can send you the link. There'll be a link on our website for you to sign up. And, you know, if you guys are reading any of those books or you have any suggestions for what we should do for a book club, let me know. Let me know. This is a community. This isn't just me. So y'all let me know about some books that you're reading or some things that you think would be fun to do as a book club for next year. And also, if you haven't heard, we're raising some money for our Single Mama's Christmas Blessing Fund. Last year, we blessed a single mom. This year, we'd like to do two single moms. So y'all go to the website and you can hit the donate button. Please put in there that it's for the Single Mama's Christmas Ministry. I'll make a note of that. You'll be on the list, so you'll be updated and you'll know all about the woman that you help. We'll get you all that information. That'll be fun. What else? I think that might be it right now. Hopefully we're going to have some God and My Girlfriends live events next year as the pandemic seems to be kind of going away. Everyone still wear your mask, though. We wore our masks on tour and we were out on the road for 7 weeks. I don't know any other group that's been out touring that nobody got sick. Not one of us got sick, not even a cold, because we were so careful to take care of ourselves and wear masks. And so we were really proud that we made it. Yay. And I hope that other people will still continue to be careful as we're out and about and wear your masks. They work. They really do. That's it. Thank you guys for listening. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to talk about, but I think that's enough. I hope you understand. Next week, we will be back we will have two, maybe three more interviews this season. I think just two. Sorry, we just have two. I can't look at the calendar, but they're both going to be really good. So please join us for the next couple of weeks. Then we'll take a break in December and we'll be back with season three of the podcast in January as well. But that's it. Y'all are great. Thanks for understanding. This was a little different, but I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you learned a little bit about adding some things into your skincare or makeup routine, and also just being good to yourself, no matter what age you are. Just know that God created us exactly as we are right now. We do the best we can. Try to take care of the vessel that God put us in. But we're so much more than our faces or our bodies. We're our souls. And that's what we really need to take care of, is take care of our souls. Spend some time with our Creator. Spend some time nurturing your spiritual life. And I think that shows on the outside as well. I love you guys. And we'll see you here next week on the God of My Girlfriends podcast. Bye.